7:50 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
We are talking business news here in Fresno in the Valley, and you're going to get us started by talking about Fresno Yosemite International Airport. Apparently, they've got plans to grow, huh?
Right. They're currently going through a process to figure out how they're going to grow over the next 20 years. And it's been at this time, it's just been an ideal time for the airport, for travelers. There's tons of new routes, there's new airlines, record passenger levels. Last year, there were 1.5 million passengers served at Fresno Yosemite International. And so far this year, there's been 10% more passengers this year than this time last year. So some of the changes that are going to be coming over the next two decades include more parking, possibly a parking garage, some expansions in the terminal, and revamping some of the taxiways. They're actually currently doing some work now on one of the taxiways. That's part of what's going to be about a total of $23 million of work going on outside of the airport, and you know where all the planes fly and land and stuff. And beautiful thing about that is 90% of it is covered by the Federal Aviation Administration. So it's always nice to have that money coming in. Last month, airport officials got the green light to spend about $2 million to renovate some of the gates inside the terminal, gate 6 and 8, to make room for larger planes. So that's kind of the trend, larger planes coming into the airport. There's also plans to add about 700 more parking spaces. So there's currently about 2,000, and that's going to cost about $4 million. And this is something new that we heard. There's a possibility that the Air National Guard, which operates over there out of the base, could sometime in the future take over the city-owned Airways golf course, so that they desperately need some room, and that golf course might be kind of one of their next areas where the Air National Guard will operate. So, yeah, big changes coming in the next 20 years to the airport.
Yeah, I love flying out of Fresno, Yosemite. That security line is way short and quick. Like that a lot. Next story, a new downtown Fresno grocery store. Certainly needed. Not a lot of choices on grocery shopping downtown.
Right. That's something we hear from the residents. So the gentleman named Mansour Abdullah, he's the president of Alatri LLC. He heard the call and he's doing something to meet the demand. So by the end of next month, he hopes to open his 7,500 square foot grocery store at the corner of Van Ness and Divisadero, which is a very busy corner near the Lowell neighborhood. It's going to have a hot and cold deli, fresh meat, produce, box goods, household items. He says they have about 3 cash registers, customer service counter, about 15 new jobs, which is always great. The planned hours are 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, which is actually pretty ambitious for downtown. So we'll see how that works. We heard from one Lowell neighborhood resident who said that he's been there for at least 20 years and has never remembered anything being in that building. So long, building that's been long empty. And it's been kind of a slog for the developer to get this going. He's been trying to buy it since 2011. So, it's going to be ready to go soon, and I'm sure the residents will really appreciate it.
Hey, great info, Gabe. That's a way to start the week. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
You have a good one.